Fear drives Tunde as he runs through the streets of Freetown.
Greetings, Freetown. Greetings, Sierra Leone. Welcome to Culture Radio 104.5 FM, your favorite.
Every now and then, he turns around looking frightened.
It's good to be good, bad to be bad. Run, Tunde, run.
Tunde's heart begins to beat faster. He pauses for a moment and then continues. A group of armed gangsters are hot on his trail. They are young but scary. Nothing seems to stop them. Tunde arrives at a mountain top, lighting a candle on what he calls his own grave.
Here I am carrying my own ashes to the mountain top. Let me light a candle on the fresh soil of my grave. I guess the same earth that built me has developed a hunger for me now. This earth I eat from. I crawled and I walked and I ran and I fell on. I won't be trapped in the black. My body is a seed. I will grow.
Suddenly, the gang catches up with Tunde. One pulls a gun and shoots him.
I have risen from the dead. How could I ever put a on my head? I'm sorry, mama, if I made you sad. Cupid pulled his arrow out greedily to death. I bled.
But this is not the end of the story, says the filmmaker Patrice Bart Williams, who is better known as a musician than a movie maker.
But this movie is about basically rebirth through fear, and fear is kind of like basically put the main protagonist down and as in, you know, finish him off, and he then arises again, but as a child, fearlessly, because children don't really have that same fear that we have. They only have like rational fears, I think.
Patrice's film premiered at this year's Africa Film Festival in Cologne, Germany. The title of the movie, The Rising of the Sun, means a lot to him. The son of a German mother and a Sierra Leonean father, Patrice was born on the same day his grandfather died. He was given a traditional Creole name, Baba Tunde, which means return of the father, in the Yoruba language, which is spoken in Nigeria. The 12-minute film centers around a group of street children who are seen as outcasts in Sierra Leone. They had come together to form a dangerous criminal gang, but working with them wasn't difficult, according to 30-something filmmaker.
They are just perfect, you know. They're like, you know, no actor could act like them, because they haven't lived the same things they have. These guys are basically amazing personalities, amazing, you know, their faces, everything, their bodies, everything about them is so real because they're so close to life, you know, because poverty does that to you.
One day it will all make sense. One day we will be friends. One day.
But getting the boys to trust him wasn't as easy as it sounds. Patrice was only able to work with the boys with the help of his sister, Melance Bart Williams. During one of our frequent visits to Freetown, Melance came across a group of young boys who lived under a bridge. Disregarding all warnings, she befriended the group, locally known as the Lion Base Crew. The Lion Base Crew is notorious for theft, robbery and stabbings, and nearly everyone in Freetown fear them. Melance's offer of friendship was something they had never seen before, but she too was a bit scared.
What is the worst that could happen? They could rob me. You know, they wouldn't like rape me in broad daylight. And it was daylight when I went down there, and I'd already had an interaction with them, with actually the gang leader, and he was always very polite to me when I came to the area. We greeted each other. He was always very friendly. So for me, it didn't seem threatening.
I'm tired of fighting, just wanna go about my things. When did the wrong turn the right day? I am walking on the brink.
The young men were quick to trust Melance, opening up to her and telling their stories, from the Civil War and their time as child soldiers to the death of their parents, abuse by family members, the police, and survival on the street. Nothing was off limits. Patrice, Melance and the boys began working on the film in November 2011. Some of the boys worked in front of and behind the camera, Momo, who was a camera assistant on the set, has made a career out of it. As a cameraman, he has since conducted interviews with top politicians like the country's president Ernest Bai Koroma. Momo is now working on his own film. The film is part of a project to bring young people on the streets together and offer them perspective. The project, however, gave new life to the young men who had long been written off by their communities as portrayed in the movie. But for Patrice, the film isn't just about the young men he filmed, it's also about himself.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's deep. It's just very deep, you know, the story is deep. You know, obviously it relates to my father, it relates to my name, it relates to my grandfather in that sense, and it relates to life itself. So within that whole thing of, you know, me being born the day my grandfather died and being kind of a theme in my life through, you know, basically they call me Babatunde as a consequence, and so it's kind of a title, you know, like a movie has a title, that's kind of the title of my life. So this theme of rebirth or kind of like the continuation of life has always been, something I've been thinking about, and therefore I, you know, it's just a very classic theme in my life. My father told me only those that aim right at the top will ever reach anywhere at all. In that case, maybe I want the crown of England, the land of the church. I want Rothschild's money to give back to the world. I send away. Patrice's father, filmmaker Gaston Bart Williams, fled Sierra Leone in the 1970s, seeking refuge in Cologne. He died in 1990 in a boat accident while shooting a film in his home country, Sierra Leone. Patrice felt it was up to him to continue his father's legacy. My father was a great director, so I feel a lot of pressure. I kind of feel like it has to be absolutely perfect in order for it to come out. And it's basically friends that said, no, you have to put this movie out, you have to put this movie out. But I really hesitated because I felt it wasn't perfect.
Patrice's friends within the German film industry encouraged him to release the film.
Yeah, but I asked some of my director friends that are really good, and they kind of said they validated it. They said it's really good. So I kind of like, it gave me a bit more confidence. But it's funny, I'm actually more critical of that side of me than my music, I think.
The film will be officially released together with his eighth studio album, Life's Blood, in the coming days.